Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Vastachade Shatane
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Krishna So I heard one response, or half of one response, and immediately I came in because it was so powerful. Thank you. This partially one answer to your what you asked, but these are Prabhu Krishna's holy names, Kirtan, and the association of devotees. And the more devotees, the better. One time in 1967, one devotee, I think it was Janaki Mataji, very, very early devotee, she told Prabhupada of a dream that she had. And she said that the whole world, Prabhupada was leading kirtan, and it was so powerful that the whole world joined in. And then at the end, when Prabhupada said, Jai Om Vishnupad, the whole world bowed down. And then Prabhupada said, this is in the dream, now my Guru Maharaj is satisfied. And then Prabhupada responded when he heard that. He said, thank you for dreaming like this. So it's nice to have very big dreams too. But we have to, even though we can keep our head dreaming in the clouds, we always have to keep our feet firmly on the ground also, otherwise we'll float away. Which is why I wanted to stress in this, what we were speaking about this morning, the importance of being practical. We'll have one exercise, and Krishna willing, not an exercise, like one, two, three, four, but a different kind. Hope you will find it interesting. And also it's nice to have at least one Christian amongst us.
Two.
Where? Are you a Christian too?
By name, yes.
Yeah, well, that's what we're talking about. Just joking around. People are so cruel. I mean, it's hard to imagine how cruel people were. That after the early Christians, when the Romans they didn't want them to exist, so they would capture them and feed them to lions. I mean, nothing personal. Don't be afraid. We don't have any. That's not part of what we have planned. But just who can imagine? I mean, it's just the opposite of a Vaishnava culture where everyone is given respect. And we may disagree on philosophical levels and practices level. We discuss on a philosophical level, and we can fight on a philosophical level. But for a Vaishnava, there's no disrespect for the living entity and how Krishna has reciprocated with them. So actually Krishna consciousness is, or Vaishnavism and Krishna consciousness and Mahaprabhu's movement and Srila Prabhupada is something that could actually give shelter to a lot of diversity, because it's based on Mahaprabhu's teaching of respect and humility too. Other than that spontaneous point, what we were talking about this morning in the life balance, it's certainly not like magic, not jadu, you know, that it will immediately solve all problems. Clearly, so many of the issues that we deal with that are causing us to be not so balanced are complicated. So they're not to, they, you know, we can hope they'll be immediately solved, but that's not practical, it's just idealistic. So, we are suggesting, though, is that even a complicated issue, what is it they call it, immediate action step, you can do something to take a first step towards moving it to its resolution. And if we look at issues and in that way, or things that need adjustment in that way, there's usually something that we can do right now that's simple enough that will deal with the immediate issue, but maybe not solve it all at once or anything, but it's moving in the right direction. So at least one's becoming conscious of all the issues and moving in a direction that is the attempt to balance. So again, it's a continuous series of minor adjustments. That's what we want to do, and that's the balance that we are hoping to achieve as much as we practically can. Now going to our afternoon activity. So I want you to go out from, basically it'll be from 4 o'clock till 6:15, 6:30, but be here by 6:30 and be ready for kirtan. Just, you know, and Krishna will, I'll be here at that time for at least a little while. So when you're out, just take a few things with you. First of all, take water, if you can, because right now it's quite hot. And it's best to, if you sit somewhere, probably at least for half the time or so, so sit under a tree where it's shady, at least. And later on, it can get quite cool, so make sure you have something a little warmer than what seems to be needed right now. So, there used to be asanas here, but they're on. So take something that you can sit on, maybe a chatter or something like that, or something. So there's just a few practical things to take, and take your beads with you. And basically, don't take anything else. But take a heart, a consciousness that wants to go, that's prayerful. Just like when we're chanting with our mind focused on the mantra, O Lord, O energy of the Lord, please engage me in your service. When our heart is fully chanting like that, it's so powerful. Similarly, when our prayers are like that and our chanting is like that, they have so much more power than half-minded chanting and quarter-minded prayers. So try to fix your mind on what your spiritual goal is, perhaps what needs balancing in your life, whatever we spoke about today already, or what you may be thinking of reading about in Shastra, or any instructions, good instructions you receive from Guru and Vaishnavas. And just go out, and no talking for this whole 2.5 hours, except to Krishna and the Vaishnavas. When was the last time, other than when you were sleeping, that you didn't talk to anyone for 2.5 hours? But one more point to make it even a little more exciting, that for 1 hour out of that time, I want you to stay in one place and not move from that place. And we'll call it a bow length. Because all that makes it harder, because the mind doesn't want to be cramped up like that, so the mind will start complaining, probably criticizing me too, okay? Why has he done this thing? This is a bow length. It's approximately 5 feet, I think. So just sort of stand in one place and circle around, and then put some rocks down and make a boundary around it, and for 1 hour, don't leave the bow space. What do you think? Sounds like fun, huh? I remember when I first started chanting, I remember thinking, before I started chanting, I didn't even know I had a mind. Why? Because I completely identified with my mind. So You might meet your mind. You might meet your mind. Now, I have one suggestion. And your mind will present so many things, perhaps. So we'll jump ahead to the second part of the Avanti Brahmana's song. And he gives two suggestions on how to deal with the mind. First, and just keep this. Don't tell your mind I've told you this, but keep that. You might want to. You could take if you want. You can. I'm a little afraid to suggest that you take a pen and paper with you or something where you can write things down, because just imagine if you didn't have your mobile phone with you, what would you do? You know, then it'd be really just you and your mind and your beats, etc. So yeah, don't even take a pen and paper so you can take notes on anything. Don't even bother. Just go there, and whatever the mind offers you as its gift, whatever form it comes in, if it's not pleasant, if it's not Krishna or conscious or whatever, just, this is all due to my reactions of previous life, tateyanu kampam sumiksumano. That I know better than anyone else, and I'm not innocent. But that's only half of it. That's detachment. And the second half is required, and the more important half, in one sense, is paratmanishtam, that pray to Krishna. Take shelter of Krishna. No matter what happens, take shelter of Krishna. Don't think oneself an innocent, a victim, an innocent, whatever the mind tells you. Let's understand that there are no accidents. And that it's a bit of a complicated issue, but just for the purpose of that, from the full spiritual point of view, this is the example of the Avanti Brahmana. So those two things. Whatever has happened in life, there's my karma involved, there's my fate involved, it's handed me to me by Krishna. And please, Krishna, I'm yours. Please allow me to serve you. And keep the Maha Mantra going. Try to chant as sincerely as you can. Keep prayerful, keep deep, keep the deepest spiritual goals you have in your mind, in your heart, keep those in your heart. And that's all. Just go and do it. Any questions? Sounds easy. Probably will be easy because you're all such sadhus. Oh, but one other thing. Yeah, we'll ask the question. I don't know how practical it is, but if we could have a videographer follow everyone. That sort of takes all the fun out of it. But just a few photos of the devotees. We get that long-distance lens. We don't disturb them. That really ruins everything. Uh-oh, there he is. Okay, any questions? Yes, Paul.
How to figure out the time?
The what?
How to figure out the time?
When it starts getting dark, you can come back. You know, there was a time when people didn't have mobile phones or clocks and watches, and somehow or other they figured things out by the sun. There's actually a way that you can measure every finger from the sun from the horizon is 10 minutes. So I think the sun sets at about 6:30, I think. Do you know when it sets? Yeah, so when it starts getting dark, it's time to come home. But I think you'll feel at home there if you're with Krishna too. But it'll also get cold, so. Yes?
Can we take a book?
No. Take what you've been studying and what you've been thinking. Because we just want to do whatever we practically can to go deeper and get more internal. Yes?
So, when I
half hour are we just chanting, or we have separate time to contemplate? And
no, you can do what you like the whole time, except 1 hour. Within those rules, do what you like. But for 1 hour, though, the bow length prison, I mean, contemplative space.
But both things shouldn't go simultaneously, right?
Well, you have a total of 2.5 hours, right? So out of that 2.5 hours, 1 hour should be in that, doing that one thing. And that leaves 1.5 hours. If you want to stay, if you're so comfortable, you can stay 2.5 hours. Is that clear? Okay. Any other questions or comments? Yes?
Can you take a sleep?
Take a sleep. Long as it's a, we don't want anything external, so it has to be a deep sleep. I guess if we've come out all the way here to catch up on our rest. I mean, I'm not going, we do have our videographer, and if you're sleeping, you know. We also have satellite photos going down of everyone, tracking everyone. But the point isn't, well, you know what the point is, to go deep. But that's one of the things the mind will do. Oh, it's such a good time to take rest. And anyway, once I get up, I'll be able to concentrate. The mind is very clear. All I have to do before, I'm chanting a bit, but let me just download one email, and then everything will be. Then I'll go back to good quality chanting. Any other questions? Yes?
What's a boundary limitation? Boundary.
Well, we... case of a rule.
You can stay on the farm, because the farm's 200 acres.
Is that all right?
There's lots of beautiful spots all around the farm. If you just go into the forest, you'll find many beautiful spots.
And trees to sit under, even?
Yeah, many places. Snakes are no problem now. It's getting colder now, so they're not so active now. Just don't put your hand under a rock or a log. Just be sensible.
And one time I read in the United States that the way you can tell a poisonous snake from a non-poisonous snake is that the non-poisonous snakes have round eyes and the poisonous ones have eyes shaped like this. Don't try to find out. But there won't be any problems. Krishna is there. Any other questions? Confront your fear. If you're afraid, then don't go far away. Don't stay under a nearby tree. Or be brave. Trust Krishna. It's up to you. Yes?
Can we go in a group, like 2 people? Or no?
They will say, 3 people? See, yes.
Do we take a picture of Krishna with us?
Just go. Don't take the things that, all the paraphernalia that we usually have. You've seen the deities, you've seen so many pictures of Krishna. He's in your heart, he's in your mind. If you can't find him, what does that mean? Confront it. That's what happens when you go alone and you can't talk to anyone and you can't download your emails and you can't play on your mobile phone and iPad and computers and everything, and there's no prasadam for a few hours, that you're forced to confront. Yeah, well, you're a false ego in that sense. Confirmed. Any other questions? If you're not feeling physically healthy, please don't wander far away. because there's plenty nearby trees. Okay, go. And 6:30, we'll see you again, Krishna willing. No talking from now on until the kirtan at 6:30. And when you come back, see if you can leave your mind in the forest. Good luck. Krishna.